Blog Talk Radio.
If anyone wants to call on the show and talk with Miss Erica, you can call 657-383-0771. And my questions I have for you is, how long you been singing? When did you start singing?
Well, I started singing when I was a little girl, like around the age of 10. I actually was writing music at the age of 10 as well, so... I started at a young age, and actually I started recording in the studio when I turned 16.
And may I ask you for your age, or you will not allow that?
Sure, I'm 27 years young.
All right. That's my girlfriend right there. And I have a caller that's calling on the show. Go ahead, speak, caller.
Hey,
Hello?
This Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Philip Carrington, man. I'm from out of Oxford, man. I'm a big fan of Erica. So I was just calling in to show some love, show some support.
All right. You got a lot of fans for you, Erica, and thank you for calling, caller.
Yes, ma'am.
You can stay on the air and be listening. We're not done yet. Some other questions I have for some of the followers here. They don't call on the show, but have you done any community events in your city?
Yes. We actually had an event last night in Austin, North Carolina. It was a celebrity game concert. So I do other events around my city as well. Like around here, we have Durham, North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina. So, you know, I have been moving a lot within my city, and I'm actually looking to, you know, reach outside of my city and outside of North Carolina so I can get a better, you know, more fan base.
So North Carolina is your city?
Well, yeah, that's my state, and I'm from Oxford, North Carolina. That's my city.
Okay. And I think that you have won a couple awards for the R&B Female 2014 Bull City Music Awards.
She on the phone.
Yes.
And also Female for Carolina Music Awards and Video of the Year for 2016 Bull City Music Awards. Wow, you've been doing this, lady. Oh, wow. That is nice. So,
yes.
What type of music is your genre? R&B and hip hop?
Yeah, I would say R&B, hip hop, soul. Definitely soul.
Okay. All right. I would like for you to introduce the next song I have here coming up. And that's the single that you are wanting to expose, and that's Freak You in the Download. So what you came up with the title of that song? What made you come up with that title?
Well, I was with this song, this single of mine, I was motivated by the beat. So, like, once I heard the beat, the hook just came to me and everything. So I went with it. It was just Freak You on the Low from there.
Okay. All right, this is Freak You on the Low by Erica Henderson.
I see I got you feeling some type of way. I like it. What you gonna do? Take me by my hand. been waiting for a long time for this. Can I kiss you there?
Casablanca out here in Raleigh, North Carolina. So I did that for about 2 years, and I just branched out on my own and just started reaching out to photographers myself, and, you know, just taking pictures on my own and getting my portfolio up.
Okay. Since we played that one hot single, we want to find out how to follow you, your fan page information and your website. Can you give that information
yes.
to us all?
Sure. I'm on all social media sites at Elegant, that's ELEGANCE, _ELOVE, and that's ELUV. So, again, that's Elegance _ELOVE on all social media sites. And I actually have a fan page up on Facebook. You can just follow me there at Erica Henderson. And I'm on Reverb as well at Erica Henderson.
All right. My name is Brenda Moss, and if you just tuned in, this is Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. I have with me this evening Miss Erica Henderson. She is a songstress and a singer. I have a caller. Caller, go ahead and speak. Hello?
Yo, what's going on? Hey, how you doing, Miss Moss? What's good, Erica? This is Rico Live. I was just calling in. You know what I mean? A little support, man, listening in. What's going on?
Thank you. You know I appreciate support all day.
No doubt. I got a little feedback from the other one. But, yeah, I'm just calling in for the support, ready to hear that new single, man, whenever you go and drop that. You know, just shouting out, man. Miss Moss, I appreciate you letting me tune in. You know, Blog Talk Radio.
Sure.
Yeah, man, I'm just supporting.
Sure. All right.
Yeah, we might be playing a sneak peek of that tonight, actually, Rico.
Okay, so can you go ahead, Ms. Henderson, and give off some events that you have going on.
Yeah, coming up, like I said, I did an event last night, and coming up, we have an event going down October the 15th in Durham, North Carolina. I'm actually going to be performing for a movie premiere party out here for King Rattler, so that's going to be super dope, and I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Did you hear that, fans and followers? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead and speak, caller. Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead and speak, caller.
What's going on, Robert? I'm glad you got your little interview going on. I'm glad to hear you. You know, we're sitting back here there. I'm getting it in for you. And glad to hear
appreciate
you. I hope you do that a whole bunch better.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, and I'm going to let y'all hear your uncle right
now. Hey, baby girl.
Hey. Thank you all for coming in.
I want to give you a quick shout out. What's up? Yo, man, I just want to say handle your business, babe. You know, we always got your back, all right?
All righty, thank you.
All right, love you.
Love you, I love you.
All right.
All right, all right. Also, Anderson, how did you come up with being voted as having this the awards through Bullspring Music Awards, Carolina Music Awards, and Video of the Year? How did that come about?
Like I said, I've been out here grinding. I've been putting in work. I've really been out here trying to get, like, my name out here and getting connected with, you know, just people in my area and people outside of my area, too, you know. So, I mean, I guess when you, it shows, pays off, hard work pays off, and, you know, it shows off as well. I didn't even know I was nominated this year. So, you know, that was a surprise when they posted the status and I seen my name on the ballot. I'm like, you know, that's great.
So with all the support and fans and followers and spin you have, it had brought you to the top?
Yes, definitely.
The support, definitely. So can you give everyone
shout out to all my supporters.
Give everyone your fan page information again, and where can we purchase this music?
Okay, well, definitely. The single Freaky on the Low is on, like, iTunes and Amazon and Spotify, just to name a few, which is a lot of internet networks that it's on. So definitely go cop that. And you can follow me at elegance_elove on all social media sites. So that's elegance_ELUV.
Okay. And if you want to mention any of the persons that were on your videos, and and also the hip hop rapper that was on the first single or the first track music that I played at the beginning of the show.
Oh yeah.
Can you mention any of the people that were in your videos and in your music?
Okay, my video was shout out to Tammy McKee. She was the female model in the video. Jermaine Goodwin, he was one of the male models. And we had P Shade in there. Shout out to him. And shout out to the photographer, the videographer, Marlon Acoustic Productions. You know, he's very dope. He's an awesome guy to work with.
Yeah.
And we had P Shade is actually on that song, the first song that she played, Make It Last. That was him featured on that song. So if y'all check out the video, when it first comes on, that's P Shade at the beginning. And he's featured on my single, Make It Last.
Right. So I would like to ask you, in your own words, what are your inspiration for others that are struggling out there today? Do you have any words for those out there struggling today, trying to get where you at?
I would just say just keep working and keep grinding, because like I say, I'm still on my journey, you know, as we're speaking right now. So just keep working, keep grinding, never give up, and just try to get out there. Like, if people don't like the music, still put it in their face. At least they've seen it.
All right. We're about to end of our session. And Erica, if you have any more new single hits coming out, just contact me. You're welcome to come back on my show.
Yeah.
I'm going to be playing this last hit, One Call Away. What made you come up with that title for that song? One Call Away.
I was just like, I'm always inspired by my beat. So once I listen to the beat, the songs come to me.
Yeah.
And One Call Away just stuck with me, and it's very catchy. And actually, this is a sneak preview because it's not been released yet. It will be released on November 26th, and I'm also dropping a visual with it as well. So,
right,
you know, this is something special.
Right. Well, fans, this is Erica Henderson. And I hope you got all your information to follow her on her fan page and website. And I'm playing the last track for this evening. And this is Brenda Moss signing out. And stay tuned for other shows that's coming up. And thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
I'm signing out. And thank you, Erica Henderson. You are beautiful. You are beautiful.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're killing it.
I'm killing it.
I know it's good, but you're killing it.